talking with the experts.
In episode 572, discover how Stefan Fehr built the largest startup wiki and automated high-quality articles using AI.
So you have to imagine, we created a system where we typed in, like we have another app which is creating content ideas. So what we typed in there were startup challenges and solutions, and then just press create. And the system, what it does is it's creating categories around this major topic, and then it's creating headlines for each category, right? So this is like a 10-second work thing, press create. And a couple of minutes later, you will get an Excel sheet with all the headlines and everything, and you can pick which ones you like and so on. So this is what we do, right? So we have this Excel sheet, and then we use our one-click blog article generator to create articles around this. The purpose of this really is, first of all, to get traffic in from Google and from search engines, obviously, but also as a
Talking with the Experts. Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson, from rosedavidson.com.au. Talking with the Experts is all about business, by business owners, for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to Stefan Fehr. And Stefan is the founder, I guess, of modernIQs.com, and we're going to be discussing about the largest wiki around startup challenges and solutions. Now, Stefan is an AI pioneer and founder of modernIQs.com, as I stated previously, who is deeply immersed in content creation, content dominance, and inbound marketing, business, and entrepreneurship. He has been involved in the world of artificial intelligence since 2019, and his expertise lies in crafting intelligent apps, founding an AI app store, and designing large-scale websites. He also speaks and blogs about the future of work, society, and AI. Stefan, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about Modern IQs and, you know, why startup challenges and solutions.
There are websites that, so we kind of build a one-click blog article generator because there are websites that get, like Healthline.com, they get above 100 million monthly website visitors only by creating very high quality blog articles. I think at their peak was something like 200 million, and that's like a considerable part of the global population. And this is monthly, right? Mm. So when I heard this story, I was myself in my old project creating blog articles for my affiliate platform. And when I saw that the traffic coming in from Google and the reach and everything was like way above what I ever reached on social media, that's the moment where it all started. So I was like, okay, I'm creating blog articles, and I saw the story with Healthline, and I saw the traffic coming into my old website. And I thought, okay, I have 4 hours to create a high quality blog article, and I wanted to do it faster, right? So I was creating a couple of hundred in that year, and I wanted to go with like a couple of 10,000 in the next year. So I was looking for apps and looking for companies that can help me with that, have one click solutions, and there was not really one. And so we created our own. And so basically, the startup challenges and solutions we call this a directory. So this is a directory of blog articles around this topic, startup challenges and solutions, right? And I think when we're done with it, it's going to be something like 5,000 articles. So you have to imagine, we created a system where you can where we typed in, like we have another app which is creating content ideas. So what we typed in there were startup challenges and solutions, and then just press create. And the system, what it does is it's creating categories around this major topic, and then it's creating headlines for each category, right? So this is like a 10-second work thing. Press create, and a couple of minutes later, you will get an Excel sheet with all the headlines and everything, and you can pick which ones you like and so on. So this is what we do, right? So we have this Excel sheet, and then we use our one-click blog article generator to create articles around this. The purpose of this really is, well, first of all, to get traffic in from Google and from search engines, obviously, but also as a showcase, and also as a place where actually I did learn a lot by looking at my own created articles, because like it's like an extreme in-depth overview of almost everything what you can do right or wrong when it comes to your startup, right? So when it's like when it comes to funding or legal issues, or it's like you have like this main category is like startup challenges and solutions, then you have the category legal issues, and then you have like 50 articles around common legal issues for startups globally. And every article is like packed with information and what you should do and so on. So yeah, it's a quite a thing.
Yeah, so where can we find this app?
The app is on modernIQs.com. It's like all this is like our major app is on the front page. We have several different apps. And yeah, it's like one execution per month is free. So you should really blog once a month if you have a website. And with this system, it takes like 10 seconds, right?
Oh wow, that's incredible. So
Yeah.
does it create blogs for anything?
It's a very simple thing. It's like you enter the headline. So for example, for you, let's imagine the audience, let's imagine you're the podcast host, right? You can take the transcript of your recording and put it into ChatGPT and tell ChatGPT, create me 10 headlines for this blog art, for this podcast episode, right? And then you take the headline, put it into our headline field, and then you take the transcript and put it into our background information field. And then before the transcript, you tell the AI something like, this is a podcast transcript of podcast X with host Y and guest Z. Please create the article. So make it sound like it's been written by the host. And please reference the podcast transcript multiple times in the article. And then what the AI does with the transcript is it takes the whole transcript and it follows instructions, and it creates like extreme high quality articles. So for podcast hosts, this is especially good fit,
Yeah,
but
very
also if you
helpful.
like if you have a small business, right? Like create every small like almost every business has a website, but nobody has content. So if I'm searching for what you're in Hobart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm searching for Long Island Iced Tea Hobart, right? Nobody Google if you're the only one who has a blog article about best Long Island Iced Tea Hobart, then who's gonna say Google send the traffic to? I mean,
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
quite obvious, right? And that works for any small business, like gyms with health tips or so on. I'm posting about this on my social channels as well, giving away ideas and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really interesting that you can use it for, so many business types and from and get articles written for you. So these are transferable to your website.
They're actually we're working on several integrations, but with WordPress, for example, they are automatically uploading. So it's like you don't have to do anything. It's creating
Oh.
the images, it's resizing the images, it's creating like a nice layout that everything looks really good, even on mobile. It's uploading to your website, it's plagiarism checking, it's doing, I don't know, over 100 things automatically now.
Well, I'm going to have to go and do that now because I spend quite a bit of time, researching articles for both of my websites, and then I, have to actually create them in a page and then make sure that they're all spaced and formatted, and then I have to create images, and it takes a long time.
Resize the images, yeah, and this kind of stuff. Yeah,
Yeah, if I've
it's
got
quite
someone
a
that for me, I'll be happy as Larry.
it's so the thing really is I get this question a lot, is like, what's the difference to ChatGPT? So in ChatGPT you can create a blog article, right? And then, but you, for example, then you need an image, and then you tell ChatGPT, please create an image for the first whatever subheading or so, and then it's creating, and then you wait, and then it's not good, and then you click again, you wait, you click again, you wait. When you finally have something, you download it, it's 3 megabytes, then you resize it to something small, then you upload it to your website, then you connect it to your blog article. It's like it's doing the quality we do. With ChatGPT takes 4 hours per article. We're like 10 seconds.
No, it does take a long time, and honestly, when you're busy doing other things, you just haven't got time to spend that two to 4 hours to write an article, and then you have to share it on your socials, and it's just so much work to do. So yeah, trying to lessen our time in creating these blog posts, which you're right, we do need to have on our websites. Geez, it's got to be, something that's a good thing in the world.
Yeah, it's saving work and time. This is like the idea always was, you're waiting at the red stoplight, and you have a content idea. You switch on your phone. You type it in. You type the headline in. You press create. That's it.
Wow.
And when you come back, it's like
Absolutely.
in draft for you to publish.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, Stefan, we can find this at moderniqs.com. So you've got a lot of apps on that particular website where people can access.
So can you repeat the question?
Sorry, so when you go to moderniqs.com, there are a number of apps on the website that people can access. Yeah.
So when you create an account, it's like you can use one app once for free per month. And the one like there are symbols on top where you can click on. It's like one blog article, click on it, pay it. I would always advise that you enter some background information as well, not just the headline. It depends on the case. If you wanna do like what's the best chicken teriyaki in the whole world, right? Then it's totally fine to just have the headline. But if you wanna have something like where you wanna go really into detail, then it's like enter some couple of sentences of what you want the AI to write about, so it knows the detail. As an example, I created an article recently saying how to construct global how to use AI to come up with a Lego part set to like so that the AI deconstructs global engineering and comes up with a 200 part set so that we can colonize Mars quickly, just in Lego style. And if you give the AI some information, if you tell it something like, write the article around this idea, and then you describe what your content idea is, and then it takes the headline and the background info, and it's done in no time.
Wow, that's amazing. Look, people, if you want to learn more about this terrific app that
Thanks.
Stefan is talking about, just please go to moderniqs.com modernIQ.com. So that's modern as in modern IQ. So, and then a small s and then .com. Go there and check it out. I'm going to go and do that as soon as I finish on here. Stefan can also be found on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, and TikTok, and he has a YouTube channel as well. Stefan, if you were to give some advice or some quote or something, what would you advise people to do?
Have a look at. So we recently had a website refresh. So currently the categories and everything with the startup challenges and solutions directory is a little bit not existing actually. But once they are, go on there and use it as a tool for seeing what you should still do. Like I learned a lot. I've seen so many places where, when just something like funding, right? I just read some articles about funding that I created myself. And I saw that, my website, my company has a like ideal position to get funding and so on. So there's like a lot of stuff in there, legal things, how to acquire customers, and like all the major topics. So it's like a big to-do list. Use it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I will. I'm going to go and check it out after I finish here. Stefan, thanks so much for sharing with us this great app. And I look forward to going and checking it out. And I'm going to write a report on it and put it on my website.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.